Welcome back to Win Radio Was It, our weekly visit with the Man of Steel. This storyline played out in the fall of 1947, and in part two, I believe Superman will retell part of his origin story. Let's listen.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents the adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, accused of treason against the national security of the United States, attempts to explain his connection with a new and secret aerial rocket.
You say this aerial rocket is now being offered to a foreign government, Colonel Reed?
Yes, and according to a letter in our possession, a letter written to an agent of the foreign government, your name is mentioned in connection with the rocket. In fact, it's called the Superman rocket.
But that's impossible. I've never had anything to do with rockets.
The letter states that the rocket being offered for sale is based on an original design of a rocket owned by you.
A rocket owned by me?
Yes. Do you deny it?
Well, of course I deny it. Do you think for one moment that if I did own an aerial rocket of any value that... Wait. I just thought of something. Yes, you're right. I did own a rocket. A Superman rocket.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Appearing in Washington in response to a federal warrant for his arrest, Superman found himself being accused of negotiating with a foreign government for the sale of a new and secret aerial rocket known as the Superman rocket. At first, he denied the charge, but then, suddenly, a thought occurred to him. Turning to Colonel Reed, the military intelligence officer who had been questioning him, he said...
Yes, Colonel Reed, you're right. I did own a rocket, a Superman rocket.
Then you admit the charges against you.
I admit nothing. You tell me a letter written to a foreign agent mentioned a Superman rocket.
Yes, and you admitted owning such a rocket. Any attempt to deny it now will only...
Just a minute, please. I'm not denying it, but I'm not admitting to any charges of treason.
But if you admit owning the rocket...
But I haven't seen it in 35 years.
What was that?
I said I haven't seen the rocket I'm talking about in 35 years.
I'm afraid I don't know what you mean.
No, probably not. But I'm going to clear it all up for you by telling you a strange story. The story of how I happened to come to Earth. I'm going to ask you to make use of your imagination and come with me on a far journey, millions of miles from the Earth, where once the planet Krypton shone like a green star in the endless heavens. Here, civilization was far advanced. It had brought forth a race of supermen, men and women like ourselves, but advanced to the absolute peak of human perfection. As we near Krypton, we see high walls and gleaming turrets. We approach the magnificent Temple of Wisdom with its dome of pure crystal shimmering like a diamond in the sun. Inside the temple, in a great marble hall, Jor-El, Krypton's leading man of science, is about to address a special meeting of the planet's governing council. White-bearded Rozan, supreme leader of the council, is calling for order.
Attention, gentlemen. Attention, please. Members of the governing council, you have been summoned here on urgent business. As you are well aware, Krypton has been experiencing some strange phenomena. Only last week on the full moon, a great tidal wave threatened to engulf this city. There have been mysterious quakes and eruptions, some of which have done great damage. Since the safety and welfare of our people is the responsibility of the council, I therefore, as your supreme leader, request that Jor-El, our brilliant young scientist, to investigate these phenomena and to determine, if possible, their cause. He is here with me on the platform, ready to deliver his report. Gentlemen, Jor-El speaks.
We'll be back with more from the adventures of Superman right after this break. And now, let's wrap up this episode of The Adventures of Superman on When Radio Was.
I, therefore, as your supreme leader, requested Jor-El, our brilliant young scientist, to investigate these phenomena and to determine, if possible, their cause. He is here with me on the platform, ready to deliver his report. Gentlemen, Jor-El speaks.
Members of the Governing Council, I have completed my solar calculations, and much as I dread uttering these fateful words, I have come to the conclusion that Krypton is doomed.
Gentlemen, 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 hear him out, please. Proceed, Jor-El.
These internal quakes we've been experiencing, these volcanic eruptions, the giant tidal wave Roseanne mentioned, all point to only one thing. The planet Krypton is utterly and finally doomed.
Gentlemen, please. There is no cause for alarm. I am certain Jor-El can explain his strange utterance.
There is nothing to explain, Roseanne. Do you think I bring you this news gladly? Believe me, I wish with every fiber of my being that I were the bearer of more pleasant tidings, but unfortunately, I'm not. I've worked long into the night for many nights, and there is no other conclusion that can be reached.
Could it be there exists some error in your calculations, Jor-El?
No, Roseanne, there is no error. I have checked and rechecked a dozen times. The result is always the same.
Namely, that Krypton is doomed.
Yes. The sun is gradually drawing Krypton closer to it. Within a month, possibly a week, maybe even a matter of days, the gravitational pull will be so tremendous that Krypton will not be able to weather the strain. And then our great planet will explode like a giant bubble, destroying every living thing on it.
Gentlemen, one moment, please. Now, Jor-El, assuming for the moment that what you say is true, how are we to avoid this horrible catastrophe facing us? How can we stop it?
We cannot stop it, Roseanne. It is a force of nature that even we who are supermen are powerless to prevent. But we can escape.
Escape? What do you mean?
As you know, I've been working these many months on a model of a spaceship, an aerial rocket, which in its final form is designed to carry the entire population of Krypton to another planet. The model of the spaceship is almost completed, and within a day or two, I intend launching it on a test flight. If the flight is successful, which I am certain it will be, and if you will assign to me 1,000 skilled workmen, I will construct a full-size spaceship before the end comes.
It is all well and good to speak of spaceships and aerial rockets, Jor-El. But where will we go? To what planet will we transport the population of Krypton?
To the planet Earth. My studies tell me this planet has an atmosphere almost identical with our own.
Jor-El, you have been working too hard. You need a rest. Believe me, we have the utmost respect for your knowledge and integrity. But this is too much. Planets as large as Krypton do not explode like bubbles.
Wait, you hear that?
I hear only a distant thunder.
It's not thunder, Roseanne. It's an eternal eruption. Gas exploding in giant pockets. You're listening to the forewarning of doom. Quakes like that are sounding the death knell of Krypton. It will happen and happen soon. When the last great eruption comes...
When it comes, Jor-El, we will all be ready for it.
Sure. Very well, laugh if you wish. Roseanne and you members of the council, I have no time to laugh. My wife, Lara, and my infant son are dear to me. It's not my intention to stand by and see them destroyed. Remember what I said, gentlemen, when Krypton is shattered into 1,000,000,000 pieces. When the glorious civilization we've built is no more... When you and your families are swept from the face of Krypton like dust!
Pale and trembling, the veins of his neck standing out like whipcords, Jor-El screams a final warning to the members of the Governing Council, only to have it greeted by raucous laughter and mocking boos. telling the dramatic story of how he came to Earth, Superman has arrived at the point where Jor-El, his father, had issued a final warning to the members of the Krypton Governing Council, only to have it greeted by raucous laughter and booing. As we continue now, Roseanne, white-bearded leader of the council, is sounding the gavel for order.
Order, gentlemen. Order, please. Members of the Governing Council, you've heard Jor-El speak. Is it your wish that we devote time and energy to build a spaceship in order, as Jor-El suggests, that the entire population of Krypton be transported to the planet known as Earth?
No!
No!
Those in favor, say aye. The council has spoken, Jor-El.
Yes. And signed the death warrant of every living thing on Krypton. There remains only one thing for me to do, prepare for the salvation of my wife, Lara, my infant son, and myself. As for the rest of you, may God have mercy on your souls.
Stepping down from the platform, Jor-El leaves the Temple of Wisdom with the mocking laughter of the council members ringing in his ears. In tomorrow's exciting episode, we learn how he attempts to save the lives of his wife, his son, and himself, but fails. Don't miss tomorrow's episode to learn the amazing story of how Superman came to Earth. Be sure to tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Retelling Kal-El's origin story, that was part two of The Secret Rocket, a Superman adventure that played out in the fall of 1947. We will continue that storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the series had just returned after its first summer off the air, so perhaps a refresher was needed. That episode featured Superman's father, Jor-El. Do you recall who played that character in 1978's Superman the Movie? I'll name him, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why Breaking Up is Hard to Do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was. Before the break, I posed the following question. Who played Jor-El, the Man of Steel's father, in the 1978 motion picture Superman, the movie? The answer is Marlon Brando. Christopher Reeve played the lead. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but remember to visit us at our website, WinRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.